You're listening to KNKX, and we're telling the stories of communities throughout Western Washington in our project KNKX Connects. The latest installment takes us to Centralia and Chehalis. We'll be exploring a variety of issues that have helped shape these two cities in Lewis County. But right now, KNKX All Things Considered host Ed Ronco introduces us to someone from Centralia who is quickly becoming known for her voice.
Angela Mead is an opera singer, a soprano. She appeared in Frankfurt, Germany in June. Next month, she's in Spain. In November, it's New York for 7 performances at the Met, and she's coming to Seattle early next year to debut with the Seattle Opera. Mead grew up in Centralia, and she told me that she was set on the path to an opera career right here in Lewis County. Do you remember the first piece of opera music you ever heard?
Well, so the first opera I ever heard, and it's complete, was Così fan tutte at Tacoma Opera. So after I graduated from high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I thought I might be a doctor. I was sort of interested in that kind of stuff, and I was good at it. So I was going to Centralia College, community college, lots of math and science classes, and I was sort of hating it. I didn't really like the lab class. And so as my elective, I would go and take like music classes. I was singing in the choir and I was taking like music theory because I'm a nerd apparently as an elective. The same teacher taught the choir and all of the music classes. And so she also taught the music theory class. And she was like, I know that you're a really good singer and you have a beautiful voice. And I'd sung some solos with the choir. And she says, have you ever been interested in taking some voice lessons? I said, sure, I'll take some lessons. And she gave me the name of this guy, Wayne Bloomingdale in Olympia, Washington. And I had no idea what I was doing. I went home and I learned them and I came back the next week. And he was like, these are really good. You sound like an opera singer. And I was like, what does that mean? I went home and sort of started researching. I would go down to the public library there in Centralia and I would take out books like weekly and read about them, and I would go into like the DVD and CD section, which was also small, and take out CDs and listen to them.
Angela Mead told her parents that she wanted to be a music major. She enrolled at Pacific Lutheran University. And after she graduated,
I decided that I wanted to move to New York, come hell or high water. So I auditioned for the Manhattan School of Music and some other places, and I got into Manhattan School of Music and moved there 2 weeks before 9/11.
We'll be watching this for much of the day. There is chaos in New York at the moment. There have been not one, but two incidents.
There's thousands of people who are in New York looking for relatives.
So I was traumatized and moved back home for a year.
But New York wasn't gone for good, just on hold. An instructor from a young artists program she participated in was teaching at the University of Southern California, and he invited her to audition for their graduate school. So she did, and she started her master's and doctorate degrees there. Then she got into the Academy of Vocal Arts in Philadelphia, which exclusively works with opera singers. And in 2008, Angela Mead made her professional debut at New York's Metropolitan Opera, the Met, singing the role of Elvira in the Verdi opera Hernani.
Hernani, Hernani,
they told me about 24 hours before I went on that I would be stepping in. So I had to make all those arrangements for my parents to come out and called friends and all that stuff.
You probably don't have a lot of time to sit back and say and kind of let the moment wash over you. You have things to do out there.
Correct. Not until after it was over did all of those, good warm feelings sort of take hold. Before that, it was just, I have to do my job.
On stage, you sing for thousands of people at a time, and mm-hmm. you do these complicated and demanding pieces of music. What do you sing around the house?
High notes and coloratura.
Which singers or which operas do you love watching purely as an audience member?
I don't go a tremendous amount. Isn't that terrible?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't listen to news radio after I get off work, you know?
That's true. I think people, though, expect that I, like, live in the theater constantly. I actually like watching the things that I do. Mm. I like to go and watch other people sing the rep that I do to get different perspective.
Yeah. Is it possible to be a purely an audience member after a career?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. My husband and I talk about this all the time because
your husband is also an opera singer.
He is.
a tenor, John Matthew Myers.
Correct. He's much more passive in his watching than I am. And I'm like, you know, we joke and say I'm the sidewalk police because I'm always like, okay. It's hard for me to just sit and enjoy.
Yeah, you like get in the car and go through your notes?
Is it? Yeah, basically.
How did growing up in Centralia shape you? Who did it make you into?
I mean, I don't know if people are different based on where they grew up. Mm. I think, you know, your family probably shapes that more than anything. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that it would matter if I'd have grown up in Los Angeles versus Centralia. I mean, I think I'm down to earth, maybe. I mean, more down to earth. Like, I know the value of working and I mean, I don't know, but I don't think that has to do with everybody's always like, oh, how can you be an opera singer from Centralia? I'm like, well, the people who sing opera have got to be from somewhere. They weren't all raised in Lincoln Center, right? So I don't know, but I get that a lot. People are like, well, how could you possibly be a singer? You're from Centralia, Washington. Well,
that question can feel so condescending, I think, you know?
I mean, I don't think people think it's condescending. They just equate it with themselves and they think, well, how could I possibly be from a small town? Everybody who's famous has come from, like, a big city. Well, that's not true.
It's quite the path. I mean, do you think about The Road Not Taken? I mean, Dr. Mead singing arias in her off? No.
No.
No looking back. This is it.
Yep.
Angela Mead, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's soprano Angela Mead speaking with KNKX's Ed Ronco. She appears in January with the Seattle Opera, playing the role of Leonora in four performances of Il Trovatore at McCall Hall.